puts it in. The U.S. go up. What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra.
Boyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd. This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is. Switzerland. And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, we got a lot to get into here tonight, fresh off the heels of the Wheelhouse. And as always, I appreciate those guys reminding people that Soccer Matters is coming up here. Presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Producer Andrew Carlson, continuing on here. My calculations, Andrew, it's 320 miles to Pebble Beach from Los Angeles, about 5.5 hours by car. Now, by private jet, it's quicker. So I think Gareth Bale, you know, is probably going to get a couple of days out on the links at Pebble Beach. But LAFC says they are not worried about Gareth Bale and a lack of focus.
I was wondering where you were going with that one, Glenn. But then once you brought in LAFC, it started to make some sense.
I knew it would with you. You're too sharp. That Gareth Bale, yeah, formerly of Real Madrid and Spurs, is on his way to LAFC, a Major League Soccer. So get this. He's going to join Giorgio Chiellini of Juventus in Italy. And then Carlos Vela, who's just completed a new deal through 2023. So the rich get richer. It's transfer time. This is a statement from LAFC, who has the best overall record in MLS with 33 points already atop the West. And, I mean, they're not content. I mean, they're going for it. They have almost secured a playoff spot, and it's only halfway through the season. They play some of the most attractive soccer. And the Dynamo, don't forget, are making moves, and we'll announce this Friday. In exciting big fashion, Hector Herrera, the Mexican national team star midfielder, this Friday. Let's go. Down at the Post, they'll be kind of presenting him to the fans. I always like in Europe when they try to present the player in the stadium. I just think that's kind of cool. He comes out of the tunnel, right, juggles the ball a little bit, whacks it in the crowd. Everybody going to that would have been cool, but this will be cool too. The Post is a very interesting place. So Hector Herrera and the Dynamo are putting out July 9th. He's going to play, and that would be a great debut against FC Dallas, a Copa Tejas match and a rivalry match. So that would be pretty cool. I got Manchester City Club American tickets to give away tonight. Woohoo! All right. Big time. You want to see Erling Haaland? You want to see Pep Guardiola? You want to see Club America? I got tickets tonight, so you better be sharp. You better be on it tonight. Dynamo Dash tickets also will give those away. The Dynamo have Charlotte coming in on Sunday. That's a home game on AT&T Sportsnet. They will play tomorrow night against the Portland Timbers in Portland. That will be also on AT&T Sportsnet. Eddie Robinson and I will have the call of that. You can join us for that. The pregame show will start at 9 o'clock tomorrow, so it's kind of a late show there. Sunday will be a more reasonable hour, and then of course the Dash are playing Kansas City on Friday night as well. So I got tickets to all of this, and I'm going to really, we want to give these out. It's a lot of fun when people call in for tickets, and I still will take your calls at 713-780-3776. On what the World Cup coming to Houston will mean to you in 2026. We got a lot of callers last week weighing in on that. So hit us up at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. As always, we're grateful for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, the presenting sponsors of this show. So Ebony Salmon, the new Dash signing, $190,000 is what... like he's going to be paid out for her coming over to the Houston Dash. Now, a lot of their players are away on international duty. She's a striker, kind of out of favor in Louisville. The year before was scoring a handful of goals for them. So very athletic, kind of direct center forward. That's a vertical threat. She will come in for the Houston Dash. We stream at ESPN975.com. She'll be on the show later. Eddie Robinson will join us. And really what we want is to hear from you tonight as well. 713 713- 780-3776. So I got new wheels down at Advantage BMW yesterday. I'm a pretty lucky guy to be driving a BMW. I will say that. It's just an amazing vehicle. The new car smell is a cool thing. I'm always grateful to the guys down at Advantage BMW in Midtown. Steven, Justin, Michael. Go down there. Ask for them. The customer service is great. They'll get you in the right vehicle, whether it's new, pre-owned, certified, whatever. Advantage BMW Midtown, get down there, get in a German-engineered BMW. I stuck with the X5. I like the room. I like the fact if it flooded, I'm a little bit higher off the ground. You know, those kind of things, Andrew. All right, so I want to kind of just, you know, you knew this was coming. And I'm not going to call him Gabriel Jesus like all the English announcers. It's Gabriel Jesus. Okay, so looks like this mother load of a signing is coming to your beautiful Arsenal Gunners.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. It's been a good summer thus far between him and some of the other business they've already wrapped up. The young Brazilian winner from, I believe, Sao Paulo, Marquinhos, they signed him. He's a 19-year-old kid, just a youth prospect. But look, we saw with Martinelli, all of a sudden, a young Brazilian kid can just sort of explode on the scene out of nowhere. So it's been an exciting summer thus far. The fact that they're doing business early is not something I'm very used to dealing with Arsenal. I mean, just last season, we were talking about how they had a COVID outbreak ahead of the game against Brentford. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're starting youngsters at four different spots because you don't have the proper depth because you haven't finished your business from the summer prior. So it's really exciting. And more than anything else, I am absolutely ecstatic to have a number nine in the club who is going to be contributing to all phases of play. Aubameyang, for all that he was good at, when he played up top, he was just the tip of the spear. He wasn't someone who was going to drop in and connect players. And that's something that Gabriel Jesus can do extremely well. And on top of that, you know, he's not necessarily the lethal finisher that everybody wants, but he gets himself in those good positions an awful lot.
But he's a bar-setting player, okay? I think the interesting thing about this is going to be the fact that Gabriel Jesus is coming from Manchester City, mm-hmm. where he's amongst many. Now mm-hmm. he's going to have more of a leadership role. Now he's going to have to make those around him better, which is a little bit different than when he's at Manchester City, right? So I think that may be a part of the reason also he wants to go there. He wants to step out of the shadows of others. He wants to be the man. They need somebody to be the man, and they need somebody to really raise the bar when it comes to, you know, desire, quality, all these things. And this isn't a slight on anybody that's currently there, but he's going to have to be very, very bought in, much more than maybe some of the guys that you mentioned in the past that we always wondered, you know, with all this great ability and this great skill, did they have the character, the intestinal fortitude, the desire maybe to carry this team? And I think we found out they didn't. In the end, you know, the Aubameyangs of the world, I don't think in the end was that type of guy. Can Gabriel Jesus be that guy? Let's see. But I think it's fascinating to see a guy like that plugged into Arsenal.
I think that there are some parallels to be drawn with when they signed Alexis Sanchez from Barcelona. I think it was 7 or 8 years ago now, when he was a really, really exceptional talent that was sort of marginalized a little bit by all the greatness that was around him, you know, with when they had Neymar, they had Messi, they had Luis Suarez was still there. And it's when you've got all that exceptional talent around you, no matter how good you are, it's hard to shine yourself. And I think that you're going to see a different Gabriel Jesus at Arsenal than you saw at Manchester City. He's going to have the chance to shine in a way and be counted on in a way that he wasn't at City. And I'm very interested to see if he can rise to that challenge, because if he can, I think $45 million might end up being a bit of a bargain for him, especially in the market we see today.
You hope these things. Yeah, for $45 million, you do want that to occur. And that's a player that really can be wholly impactful. So it's going to be really exciting. And I think that's, you know, sometimes I get a little tired of all the rumors and the amount of transfers and the fact that players don't stay places and agents are pushing them to move and all these different things that occur in the game now that are very different. You know, loyalty is, you know, as much as people say they're loyal and they're kissing the badge, you know, if the right bag of money dropped on the doorstep the next day, they'd be gone, you know.
They're kissing any badge, depending on how much money you give them.
Exactly. So, you know, we'll see. This is why I love the guys that are historic in the game, the Maldinis, who stayed at one club forever, and his kid's now playing there, and his father played there. I mean, these are just remarkable stories of loyalty. So we'll keep an eye on that one. 713-780-3776. By the way, Andrew, have you ever reached out? There is an Arsenal supporters group in Houston. Have you ever reached out to them?
I've been there a couple of times. Okay. I've been out to their events a few times.
Where do they watch?
I'm blanking on the name of the bar right now. They recently changed it for this past season. It was a smaller location. I believe in the Heights area, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But yeah, it was went there to watch the United Arsenal game just a few months ago, actually. And
nice.
It was a good environment, great experience.
We got supporters groups filling up clubs and bars and pubs all over over Houston. That's going to occur with the World Cup coming. We got a lot of things rolling in for us. Hector Herrera comes in Friday, the Mexican national team captain. You got the Houston Dash in action. Dynamo tomorrow night at Portland. Need to get a second 3 points here and tag that before Herrera gets here. That'll be a challenge out in Portland. Portland coming off. They're trying to claim this is a really defining victory that's going to get them on a run here because they have had some real struggles, but always a tough place to play on the artificial surface and with that crowd as well. Now, I want to alert you to something that I absolutely love the Copa Libertadores, and we're down to the final 16 teams. It's the first of two legs. It's on beIN Sports. I think it streams on Fubo TV as well. Emelec Atletico Mineiro tonight, Paranense of Brazil, Libertad of Paraguay, which is the former club of Sebas Ferreira. I'm just wondering if there are people out there that really enjoy the Copa Libertadores. Now, it's probably harder to find unless you get beIN. But man, these are some great games. They're off the charts, exciting. They're very different than the Premier League. There's just a different passion and feel around them. It's not perfectly homogenized, and you know the fields aren't necessarily always perfect, but they are some crazy environments, and it's country against country. Corinthians of Brazil and Boca. Now there's a game right there. That one in Sao Paulo. Boca's won it 6 times. I mean, this is Brazil-Argentina rivalry on top of Corinthians and Boca Juniors. It's the beauty of these things. That's tonight as well. That's coming up at 7:30, I think. But these are great games. Wednesday, Talleres de Cordoba of Argentina versus Colón de Santa Fe. They're very familiar with each other. Cerro Porteño of Paraguay, Palmeiras of Brazil, Vélez Sarsfield and River Plate. Okay, that's basically an Argentine classic. Those two teams, Tolima of Colombia and Flamengo, and then Fortaleza and Estudiantes will round it out. No away goals. This is to get the final 8 teams in this. They went away from, you know, there's no tiebreaker in that sense. If after 2 games the teams have scored an equal amount of goals, it's straight to penalty kicks if it's tied. So these are great games. These are games that I'm taping. I'm going to be trying to watch as much of this as possible, although we're preparing for the Dynamo Portland tomorrow night, which is going to be very interesting. And speaking of the Dynamo, they're coming off a 2-0 win over the Chicago Fire. I think there were a few people disappointed Shaqiri didn't come here, but that quickly went away because the Dynamo knocked off the Chicago Fire 2-0. Now, apart from a couple of iffy moments in the first half that Chicago almost got on the board first, this was a comprehensive Dynamo win. And the rookie out of Duke, the MLS Super Draft choice, Thor Olfarsson, would get the Dynamo up 1-0 in this one.
Memo Rodriguez to Olfarsson. Olfarsson shot. Deflection goes in. It's a 1-0 lead for the Houston Dynamo here in the 23rd minute. Thor Olfarsson rewards his coach, Paulo Nagamura, with the goal.
So that's the 23rd minute. And Thor Olfarsson came out of Duke, very highly touted. MLS Super Draft. Pat Onstad made it very clear right away he was going to get minutes this year. He told me that, and he's absolutely right. It's a second goal for him. It hasn't been particularly easy for him. He's missed chances early in the year that might have won them games or additional points. He's from Iceland. He's a young guy, and he's coming from the college game. And a lot of college guys would get buried. Now, I will say, the college game also now goes after some European kids now because in some ways they're a little bit more mature. They're pushed into a position coming to the States that they're going to have to be a little bit more mature in some cases coming from overseas. They may feel like that. He could have been dead and buried like a lot of college guys and never resurfaced. And he has resurfaced, had that great step over goal against the LA Galaxy. So it's good to see him get on the score sheet. And I like the fact that, you know, in that LA Galaxy game, he missed a clear chance. And for some, they would have hung on to it. They would have labored over it. It would have got in their head, shook it off, and then he scored. I mean, this was a spectacular goal with the step overs and then lashing it with his left foot. And, I mean, that thing jumped off his left foot. So good positivity from him. It's not particularly easy because he's playing in a front three, and the center forward is Sebas Ferreira. He's used to being in the center forward position and more in the box. But it's kind of hybrid. He does get in the box for the Dynamo, and we'll see if he's going to get the start tomorrow night in Portland. Darwin Quintero did not have the best of nights. The scientist of goals, we know, though, is clearly the eyes of any fans and people watching. They get drawn to Darwin Quintero, the Colombian. Technically sound, gifted, but he was really having a rough first half, gave the ball away in a few bad areas, was not a good half. And this is the beauty of a guy like him that is a playmaker and can produce in a single moment, even when they're not playing the best. Darwin Quintero in stoppage time. This was a huge body blow to Chicago.
Lundqvist cross. It's Quintero. Can he slip through? Yes, he can. He sticks it into the far corner. This is a huge goal on the stroke of halftime. Darwin Quintero has made it two for the Houston Dynamo. It's the sixth on the year for him. He does it in stoppage time.
So that was it, 2-0. That was how it would end up with the Chicago Fire, the Dynamo getting the full 3 points. It's a big, big week, though. They got Portland tomorrow. On Sunday, Charlotte comes in. Beautiful game returns to Energy Stadium, July 20th. Reigning English Premier League champions Manchester City taking on, yes, 13-time Liga MX champions Club America. It's the 2022 Copa del Lone Star. Soccer's biggest stars will be on Houston's biggest stage. It's one big night. You're not going to want to miss it. This prior to, obviously, the World Cup 2026, but this is in context a wonderful thing after learning we're going to be a host city. Tickets available now, Ticketmaster, and at CopaToLoneStar.com. That's CopaToLoneStar.com, Manchester City, Club America. You're not going to want to miss it. And with that right now, caller number 5, you get a pair of tickets to Manchester City with Erling Haaland, Pep Guardiola. Caller number 5 at 713-780-3776. The stars are coming to Houston. It's Manchester City, Club America.
This is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
See, you learn something once in a while from me, Andrew. Once in a while.
Your music taste is pretty impeccable, Glenn. Absolutely.
It goes a lot of genres, too. I mean, look, everybody knows I'm a huge Rolling Stones fan, right? But it goes across. This is a great band called Hot Chocolate. This is called Everyone's a Winner. Now, let's just listen to this for a second. Yeah, it's just a great vibe. All right, so you got to lock that one down in your phone.
Into the playlist it goes.
All right, I want you to seek performance. I want you to find luxury at Advantage BMW in Midtown. I was just down there yesterday. I picked up my vehicle. Man, it's just, the X5 is incredible. It's just, BMWs are just amazing machines. Get down there, though, because the service that's offered there, these guys are the best. Premier service, it'll be tailored to you. Excellence isn't just offered. They expect it down there. It's Advantage BMW in Midtown. The expert sales team will help you find the perfect new, certified pre-owned, or pre-owned vehicle. Discover something special. Discover your hometown advantage, San Jacinto and Gray, or at AdvantageBMWHouston.com. And by the way, I posted over on Instagram, at Glenn Davisock, a little promo for tonight's show. You know, those shameless promotions that I have to do all the time, which I do because we're once a week and we got to spread the word. I hope you can help me do that out there as well over the years you have. But I had the T-shirt on from LamontBrands.com. That's the Soccer Matters T-shirts. Now, I think they're $20. They're $20. It's a great buy. The quality of the T-shirt is excellent. And all the proceeds go to the Snowdrop Foundation, a 501c charity that provides scholarships to cancer patients. We create awareness through these T-shirts, fundraising. And, of course, this show, we've always helped. I've always wanted this show also to be a platform for, at the appropriate time, spreading pediatric cancer awareness. So just a reminder there, if you want to get into one of those T-shirts, we would love for you to do it because means a lot. Means a real lot. When I see people buying them and taking a picture and sending the picture out, it's a great thing. So a big thank you for everybody who's bought them. We're getting close to 3,000 raised. And you know what? We're not a big corporation, Soccer Matters, but we are a firm. And we are definitely intent on spreading the awareness for pediatric cancer and raising some funds on the way. And partnering with great people. And these guys at LamontBrands.com, they're great guys. Jerry and his brother, they're ex-Marines. They're just solid as a rock. They told me the story about keeping their place open during the pandemic. They were unbelievable. And they also had a leak in the roof or something. And they kept it alive, kept everybody on staff. Phenomenal effort from a small yet not small business, quite frankly. And if you're out in the community and you need printing needs and you're soccer-related, it's LamontBrands.com. Okay, so let's continue on. Dynamo over the Fire, 2-0 victory. That was excellent stuff there from the Dynamo. They really needed the points, too. And I think going into Portland with the full 3 points is a confidence boost here. So Paulo Nagamura, here he is. This is soundbite number 3. Paulo Nagamura, the Dynamo head coach, on a commanding victory and a good bounce back.
Yeah, I think it was a commanding victory. Overall, good performance through the two halves. I think the first half, I think we're more dangerous on the final third. The second half, I think we managed the game a little bit more, but pleased with the performance overall. Created a lot of chances, could score a couple more, but very pleased with the way the team responded after last week's game.
So that was Nagamura on that. And then, of course, we mentioned the 3 points. Getting the 3 points at home and improving that home record is a real big key here. And, you know, the Dynamo are right on the fringe of the playoff spot here. It's kind of an area that they've flirted with. They've been above it for a number of weeks this year. But they're right there on the fringe of it. Now, if you get the win at Portland and you come home to Charlotte, wow, you could do something really, really special and pick off a quick 9 points. And this can change things dramatically. We all know in MLS, if you win 3 games in a row, things will really, really change. And Portland's thinking the same thing. Here's Nagamura on the importance of the 3 points against Chicago.
We talk about it, how important it is to have a home record, a very good home record. I think it's important for us to put ourselves in a good position to fight for playoffs. I think in the first half of the season, I think we're okay. I think we could have done much better. And that's one of our focus in leading into the second half of the season is to be very, very good at home because we know how difficult it is to get points on the road. So this game was huge in that aspect, and I think the guys responded really well.
So that was the response there that the Dynamo got. And then, you know, there's younger players like Thor Ulfarsson, who we mentioned, who got the game-winning goal in this one, his first career game winner. Nagamura was happy with the performance of some of the younger players.
I think the guys being very solid, the younger guys, the senior guys, I think we have a very good mix of players. And I think the team that we put it together today, especially in the first half, I think they have a good chemistry playing together. I think and that show off on the field, I think. You know, you know me as by now, that if younger players are doing well and they're performing training and they can help the team, I'm going to put them to play. So it doesn't matter if they're 17, 16, 18, or 35, 36, they'll play as long as, in my opinion, they'll help the team win the game on when it comes game time.
He changed things up out wide. You've heard me on this show numerous times and on the broadcast talk about, look, there's a lot of effort from the wide guys. It's just not enough execution going on there. There's not enough goals. There's not enough assists. You got a center forward now that if he gets the right service, I think is a 15-plus goal scorer in Sebas Ferrer. And if you look at the types of goals Sebas has scored, he's scoring goals, you know, goal from the halfway line, the header going away from goal in the 2-1 loss. I mean, these are goals with a level of degree of difficulty. He needs to get a few more tap-ins. He needs a few more balls rolled across the face of goal that he can get on the end and just side foot in. And it's not as difficult, although there has been some decent delivery. And, of course, Adam Lundqvist had the assist in this game as well in his 100th appearance. But Nagamura did give players out wide a chance. Here's what he thought about that.
Look, every player on this roster, I consider as a part of this group. I think I've been giving chances for all, a lot of players on our wide positions, and I think it's about performing as well. I think it's when we put players out there, I think it's about performance. Tor got the chance today; he performed and he did really well. So that's the way it's in soccer, right? We get a chance. If you get your chance and you perform, you probably most likely gonna get another chance. So not to get too deep in that, because I think I have tons of respect for Fafa, and Fafa is a great player. So we're going to manage that in the best way that we can, that, so Fafa can still help us in a club. So, but as of now, we're putting the best guys out there that we believe are going to get the result.
So if I read into that, that means Fafa Pico's performance isn't up to par right now. Now, he's been linked to Liga MX, and there is a little nebulous nature around that because he hasn't been playing that much. Tyler Pascher off the bench prior to this game had scored 2 goals. So, you know, might just be down to player performance with Fafa Pico, although there have been some links with him and Liga MX. Now, the only thing I would say about that, I don't get too bought into that because I didn't hear any clubs mentioned, and we all know that a lot's put out there, although it was from Fox Sports' Rodolfo Landeros, and I have respect for him as he would be someone that would be accurate on that front. So very, very interesting stuff there. Do you have any comments on the Houston Dynamo? 713-780-3776. Dynamo fan, are you out there tonight? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Dynamo Dash fans. You know, look, I'm going to be dead on clear here tonight. We're going to give some Dash tickets out. We got a 4-pack we're going to drop, and we're going to drop another 4-pack. I want to see these phones light up just like they did for Manchester City and Club America tickets just now. So when I put the Dash tickets out, I want to see this board that I'm looking at here in studio. Andrew Carlson looks at it too. We want to see this light up, and we want to be proven wrong that there are people that want Houston Dash tickets for Friday night. Okay, 713-780-3776. We know the attendance needs to improve, but, you know, we're trying our best here to provide the help, and we've also got Ebony Salmon, the new striker signing, coming on tonight, so you'll get to hear that interview a bit later on. And Dynamo tickets as well. I want to see people more aggressive to want to win these Dynamo tickets and go down to the game. I don't think there's any question that we want this really to be bigger, and we're going to keep pushing it here like we always do. So there you go. Eddie Robinson will be on at 8. Me and Eddie are going to really go deeper on the Dynamo Portland game, since that game is tomorrow night on AT&T Sportsnet. Dynamo are going to catch Portland at a little bit more of a difficult time here because they're coming off, as I mentioned in segment one, kind of a defining victory. So we'll play some sound from Gio Savarese, their head coach, but they're one of these teams that are streaky. They're definitely a team that can break out with Jimmy Chara, Niskota. Niskota's got 4 goals now. The poll He had two in the 3-0 victory over the Colorado Rapids. So they have a combination of directness and breakout ability. They used Dairon Asprilla off the bench on occasion. And they were able to rest people and take some, you know, Jimmy Chara, they got him off because of the dominance in the 3-0 victory over the Colorado Rapids. So they're looking to make their move, and they're right in and around it with the Houston Dynamo. So we'll go a little bit deeper on them, some things that we think will need to happen to be successful up there. And I'll also pass on some of the things from the conversation I had with Paulo Nagamura around the Portland Timbers as well. Okay, speaking of Arsenal, and Matt Turner from the New England Revolution is going to Arsenal. I know there's a lot of panic amongst U.S. fans. Oh, my gosh, our goalkeeper, they're not playing regularly. That is a legitimate concern. I don't think there's any question. But I don't think, Peter Cech is going to descend from the clouds type player and take over in goal for the U.S. Now, one thing you do have to go back to, when the U.S. has been successful in World Cups, they have had outstanding goalkeeping performances. And we have to hope and believe now this is a World Cup team with these young guys that can go there, that can, you know, not have to withstand as much pressure as these past World Cup teams have had to withstand. And that they can maybe go there, and I'm not saying dominate games against big-name opponents, but go there and be able to apply pressure of their own against the likes of England, the likes of Wales, and the likes of Iran. And I do believe that's going to happen. I do think you're going to see a group stage from the U.S. where we have seen one of the more progressive U.S. teams and maybe the most progressive U.S. team all time when it comes to a pressing game in that first round. But it's very important to remember that Tim Howard's performance was, you know, out of this world the last time the U.S. Advanced. So let's not forget that. Here's Matt Turner on the move to Arsenal.
I know that this is a really important season, but I think that this move and getting over there and will be really good for my growth. It's going to challenge me in a lot of ways on the ball specifically, because Arsenal typically like to play out from the back. And, you know, playing in MLS didn't guarantee me, even playing really well in MLS didn't guarantee me a starting spot for the USMNT. So it's a good place for me to sort of go over. And now you take out the, okay, one's in the EPL, one's in MLS. How does that weigh out? One's playing, one's not. It sort of is like an equalizer in a lot of ways. So I'm going to go over there. I have all to fight for in preseason, as I understand it. But I know Aaron's had a great season for Arsenal, and he's considered their number one, and I'll probably come in considered the number two, but I've been considered a lot worse than a number two in my career. So I'm going to show up ready to work. And I'm going over there to give this my best shot. I want to see how far I can take this thing. I have nothing to lose. I mean, I exceeded almost every single expectation that people have set out for me. I've exceeded expectations for myself. And I want to see how far I can take things. And I'm going to drive, and I'm going to keep working hard. And I'm going to just try to keep writing my story.
So who's not going to be a fan of that guy? I mean, that's incredible. And you got to remember, this is a guy that came to soccer late, okay? And all of a sudden shows up at with the New England Revolution and his, you know, the Jersey Express he played for. And now he's had over 100 appearances. It took a long time for him to become a starter. Played at Fairfield University. We've had him on the show, obviously, when he's with the national team. And well-spoken guy, but you cannot not root for this guy because, I mean, he kind of came out of nowhere. And these are the stories that you love about sports. And I love the fact that he sounds very confident and he's just like, look, I got nothing to lose. That's pretty cool, Andrew. I like that.
Oh, 100%. And the fact that he's out there saying, hey, you know what? I want to go out there and test myself among the best in the world. And he's basically saying, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But this is the sort of opportunity that a lot of people, they work their entire lives for this sort of shot, Glenn. And to not take that opportunity, you would be doing yourself a disservice. And with the growth and with every single odd that he has beaten thus far in his career, who are we to bet against him, right?
Yeah, no question about it. It's a great thing. Everybody remembered when he made his name in the Gold Cup. He got the shutout over Mexico. had five shutouts in that Gold Cup, including 1-0 against Mexico in the final. So he was awarded the best goalkeeper in that CONCACAF Gold Cup 2021. And you know what? You know, these are the positive stories you want to hear. All right, this is Elvis Costello, Beyond Belief. Now, Dash fans, you got to know what I'm doing next, right? I mean, I think you know what I'm going to do next. Dash fans, I'm talking to you. You got Ebony Salmon, your new striker, on the show tonight. Are you listening, Dash fans? Okay, before I get to you, Dash fans, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to remind you about Danish Inspiration's Modern Contemporary Furniture. You go over to 2775 Fondren. It's my good buddy Jan Christensen. Danish Inspiration's needs to be on your bucket list of modern contemporary furniture shopping. It is the place to go. We'll have Jan's piece tonight, Danish Dynamite, a little bit later. And DanishInspirations.com. Modern contemporary furniture. Man, I get stretched out on the couch I have. It's one of those ones that you can push back the headrests. And the thing is massive. I mean, you can play indoor soccer on it. It's big. All right, caller number four right now. You get a four-pack. Four-pack to Dash Kansas City Friday. Caller number four, 713-780-3776. Beyond Belief.
My hands were clammy and cunning. She's been suitably stunning.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, don't forget, beautiful game returning to Energy Stadium July 20th. English Premier League champions Manchester City are coming to town with all the greats. Kevin De Bruyne, the new signing Erling Haaland. They take on 13-time Liga MX champions Club America. Look, we know Houston's absolutely full of Club America fans. We know that. So this is a night you're not going to want to miss out at Energy. Stars are going to be there. You heard my earlier interview with Jonathan Dos Santos. We had Sean Wright Phillips, who used to play for Man City, on the show. We're going to get some more interviews before we get to the big day. But the day is coming soon. The time is flying by. The 20th of July is right around the corner. So tickets now. You want to get them. Ticketmaster, CopaTheLoneStar.com. That's CopaTheLoneStar.com. Manchester City Club America. We can say vamos. We can say let's go. We can just say get out there, because you're not going to want to miss this with the quality of the game and the excitement, too. I think that's the other thing. You're going to get Man City fans coming from a lot of different places. They'll come from Austin. They'll come from San Antonio. They'll come from all parts of the country, and they'll come from the UK as well, by the way, because a lot of people from the UK will, you know, put together a summer trip to the States, and then they'll follow their club around. So I would get the tickets, and I would get them sooner rather than later, because with Haaland there, with Kevin De Bruyne there, it's a lot of star quality. And, of course, Pep Guardiola. All right, and that's before we even talk about Club America, right, who had a good run in the Mexican League playoffs last year. All right, couple of things to talk about here. Andrew reminded me, as we were in commercial break, that Matt Turner was an Arsenal fan as a kid, I think. Or, you know, at some point he became an Arsenal mm-hmm. fan. So that makes the story, I mean, even more spectacular for me.
Oh, it makes it adds a whole other layer to it. I think in his sort of press after they announced the signing this past week, he mentioned that, you know, he started really following the team and watching the games when he was around 14. And then while he was at college, he had a couple Brits who he roomed with, and of course, you know, they're all Premier League fans, and his fandom only grew from there. So to see the fact that he's a American guy living out the dream of, I think, a lot of, you know, EPL fans from over here who are going to play for that club that they've created this relationship with is so cool. And like I said, just adds a whole extra layer to what's not to love to this whole thing.
You know, I think it's just it's a remarkable time period for the American player. It really is. And I myself get scouts inquiring with me and people that I have known over the years and a lot of people I don't know calling me, asking me about American players, who's available to give a rundown. I got a call today from Turkey. You know, it's pretty remarkable where the American player is now. There's still a tremendous value for European clubs. Extremely coachable. That's another thing they like. Extremely athletic. But I think we have to get out of the just athletic and coachable vein here because it's so hard for the American player and the sport in America to get credibility sometimes. And part of me doesn't want that to ever go away because that keeps you hungry. That keeps you wanting to prove yourself. But we have players that are technically proficient now and are doing great things. You know, the Pulisics of the world, the Tim Weahs of the world, Jesus Ferreira, who's got so much potential. These are guys that are technical soccer players. They're not just athletes. They're not just guys that are coachable. They've got a lot of different tangible assets that make them very, very good soccer players. And just exciting times. You know, work ethic of Weston McKennie and Tyler Adams. I mean, look, if those two guys can't pass the ball, they're not in the they're not on the field. Okay, so let's make that very, very clear. And those two are going to be huge in trying to control the middle third and you know, making that an area of the field that is hard to breach, that is tough, and that is a springboard to attack as well. And I'm really excited to see how these guys measure it out. And you know, we have the World Cup here in 2026. So you think about these guys, they'll go over to Qatar. They'll go to Qatar. They'll get experience. I think they're going to get out of the first round. I'm very optimistic. And again, this is five months out now. So things can happen with injuries, an injury or two to key players. Everything can change. It's tough to be in the prediction game this far out. But that said, if everybody remains healthy, continues to bank their experience, it's going to be something special. So Manchester United and Barcelona apparently have agreed to a De Jong deal, bringing Frankie De Jong from Barcelona, and it's £65 million. He is Eric Ten Hag's top summer target. There's all kinds of performance-based add-ons. We know about those. These deals, sometimes the numbers that are put out are not accurate. In all of life, I would say probably politics too, not to get into politics, but the numbers people throw out, you know, it's important for them to flatter everybody, right? So that said, we know Ten Hag would like him to come back. That's that. And I will tell you this right now, I don't think Cristiano Ronaldo will be at Manchester United. I still believe he may be gone. I don't know if Ten Hag wants to work with him and kind of really change the way this team plays. All right, Hector Herrera is going to be announced on Friday. I want to get into some conversation I had a couple of weeks ago. It's probably two shows back with Paulo Nagamura about how he's going to utilize Hector. Now, I made it very clear for me, my personal judgment, where I would want him is in the six. I want him to be the general of the team. I want him to raise the team. I want that range of passing from a deeper position. Yes, I understand he could pretty much play anywhere because he is versatile. But here's what it sounded like, my conversation with Paulo Nagamura on how he would utilize and how the Dynamo are going to embrace and bring him into the fold.
So when, Paulo, would he be able to train with the club in July?
Yeah, most likely at the end of June, July. That's my best guess. I don't have a final date yet, but we're working on it. He's been going nonstop throughout the year with Atletico and Mexico national team. So we got to make sure that we will have the best version of Hector when he joins us.
Paulo Nagamura, head coach of the Houston Dynamo. We're talking Hector Herrera here. There's tremendous excitement about the biggest signing in club history for the Houston Dynamo. Now, I know you've thought about how you're going to position him in midfield. One would think on the outside, and this is just the outside, that he's going to get plugged into the six in front of Tim Parker, Hadebe, and your center backs. We watched him operate in that position for Mexico this past weekend against Ecuador. We saw all the qualities that he brings. In my opinion, he was clearly one of the top two or three players for Mexico in that game. Is that a pretty simple decision? He comes in and he's placed in the six based on his stature and where he plays for Mexico.
To be honest, I think he has versatility to play all positions in midfield. I think we've been watching him as a six with the Mexican national team. At Atletico, he played more as a central when they had a three in the back. So he can be that guy that can go up and down, box to box, box midfield. So for me, I think I can say that with confidence. He can play in all three positions in midfield. And we're going to have to assess where he's going to help our team the best. And I think with his qualities, any of those positions, he's going to be extremely effective and is going to extremely help our team be better.
Now, what, you know, Mexico, obviously, in the World Cup is right around the corner. Would he want to play in the six, you think? Have you had that discussion? Will you have that discussion? And is that one that where you have to take into account a lot what maybe his desires are individually?
I mean, I think it's a matter of a conversation between myself and him. And I think he must understand also that we have a different game style or formation than the teams that he played in the past and even Mexico national team. So we have to assess where he will fit better for our purpose. But it's important to have his feedback and his experience also to know where he believes he could be more effective. So I think that's the conversation that we're going to have, and we'll see with training. We'll see when he start coming in here and joining the team, and we'll have a better idea from there.
Is this a situation, Paulo, you want him to come in and really take command of the midfield based on his stature, based on his leadership, based on his quality of play and experience?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I think he is definitely a guy that we're going to count to be one of the leaders in a locker room, one of the leaders on the field. And he's comfortable with that role. So absolutely, I think he's going to be a huge, not only on the field, but off the field, inside the locker room. He'll be a huge boost for this team here.
Talking to the head coach of the Houston Dynamo, Paulo Nagamura, as always, we appreciate his time here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. So you watched the Mexico-Ecuador game, I'm assuming. What are some of your takeaways from Hector in that game?
Well, look, I think Hector, he connects a lot of the plays for Mexico, especially on that game. Even playing in a deeper role as a six, I think a lot of things go through him. And one of the things that I really like about his game is he's reading out the game. He covers a lot of grounds. He's always in good positions. And again, that's a true, and I can say that with confidence, that's the midfield quality that you want from your midfielders. So again, I don't want to get deep into it, but I can see him being very versatile in the midfield. And again, I'm going to go back to, we'll need to assess with the players that we have here, how we can make most of his game in order to make our team better.
All right. So that's some interesting conversation there. You got to hear what Paulo Nagamura was thinking a couple weeks ago about Hector Herrera. Now, I got a quick one here before we go to break that pertains a little bit to the Astros. You remember Jeff Lunau, who was with the Astros organization. He's an owner now of a Mexican team called Cancun FC. My gut is they're in the second division. There is no promotion and relegation now in Mexico. My gut is there that either they're hoping one day there's promotion and relegation, or they're trying to buy and sell players, work on accelerating player development and creating their own. He also is now an owner with Leganes, which is a team near Madrid, near his sister in Spain. He's working with Ben Gwill on this, who's a Dynamo minority owner. Last year, Leganes was 12th. It's a company called Blue Crow Sports. So you're noticing that a lot of people are crossing over into soccer because of the great possibility of obviously from a financial aspect. So Jeff Luno is gone over there. You buy into these lower division teams. You work on the youth setup. You move the technology forward, which is something he mentioned. And Lunau said he believes Spanish soccer is the greatest growth potential in Europe. So you spit shine these teams, you try to enhance the value of players, you use data, all kinds of things, and you move it forward. So that's Jeff Luhnow. All right, again, I remind you, biggest night coming to Energy Stadium, July 20th, Manchester City taking on Club America, 2022 Copa del Lone Star. Tickets available now on Ticketmaster and at CopaDelLoneStar.com. That's CopaDelLoneStar.com. Right now, caller number three at 713-780-3776. Caller number three, a pair of tickets to the Houston Dynamo Charlotte FC Sunday.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.